This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today. Very excited about how God shook us up on June 29th. We were praying out here at Prayer Mountain in United Prayer. We were praying about the upcoming election in November. We were praying about America. We were praying about Israel and the nations. The Spirit of the Lord just came and sat upon us, and in a great anointing, a word came through me, shaking us, quieting us, rebuking us, correcting us. And the word of the Lord came, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will save Israel and the world. It is an awakening to God. Thoughts went through my mind. The first being, the best person in the whole world could be elected president of the United States of America, and it would not do one good bit of good unless America, the people in America, awakened to God. Then racing through my mind went American history, the Great Awakening, the place of prayer in an awakening. And you know, if you're a regular listener, that we've been talking about this for a long time. You can go online. Listen to the archived radio broadcast, and you can read our partner letters, and you can see how God has stirred us up. We now have, coming usually from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, but every noon next week it's going to be from Fort Worth, Texas. But every noon, that's tomorrow, it'll be from Fort Worth, Texas. But every Wednesday at noon, we have a prayer meeting, and we are joined by people around the world. It has literally become a global prayer meeting. We stream it from here, today's modern technology, and we pray. We split screen with Northern Ireland because Northern Ireland had an outpouring in 1859 that coincided with a prayer meeting outpouring here in America, the prayer meeting awakening. Now, I want to talk to you about what happened last Wednesday. To me, it's last Wednesday. It'll be 2 weeks by the time you hear this. On March 18, we were at an Awakening America prayer rally where we taught every morning and every evening in sessions about Awakening America. On Wednesday, we asked all the people if they would stay with us for our streaming the prayer meeting. And we had a wonderful streamed prayer meeting Wednesday, March 18, 2009. Now, I want to tell you about a word from the Lord that we received. And I'm going to precede this word from the Lord. You know, there's another realm. There's a realm, I don't know how it operates, but there's a realm of the Spirit that's more real than the realm of the natural. The unseen realm, the Bible tells us, is more real than the seen. And I want to explain to you how once I heard an angel, or it could have been a saint, I'm not sure, but I think I'm safe in saying it was an angel. I heard an angel sing, and I'm going to tell you about it. We went in those days, we started going to Soviet Russia. We went in the KGB days, a team of us, and we went there with the commission from God to take the faith message. It started with a Finnish family. They lived on the border between Finland and USSR. Finland was the only free nation bordering the USSR, Soviet Russia. And there was a family. They lived in a house there. Actually, there was a mother who was a beautician, her son a barber, and his wife a beautician, and her daughter. And in the house, they had their beauty salon, and then they lived also in the same house. It wasn't a little house, but somehow it became known as the little house in our prayer code language. But they had a meeting in February 1979. They were praying. It was one thing to have Soviet Russia in the world. It was another thing to have them right on your border. And they were praying about the Soviets. People would disappear off the streets. The communists would come over and get them off their town streets. It was a hard place. They were praying, and the word of the Lord came through the daughter. And the word of the Lord was, there is a message that will save your nation. It is called the faith message. It is in America. Go to America and get it and bring it back. So two Finns came to America in July 1979. It's a long story, supernatural story, but we started going, and we went to KGB Russia and eventually carried in Brother Hagin's books, translated into Russian and printed inside Russia. It was an amazing walk. But that's today in my topic. It's not the side issue, but for today it is. For today, I want to take you to a prayer meeting that we were having back in those days in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Brother Philip Halverson was praying up on the platform. And in the code language of prayer, because he would often pray out in English as he prayed in tongues, in the code language, the code name for that house was the Little House, the Little House. So as he was up praying that day, it came forth, "Go to the Little House, go to the Little House." So when the meeting was over, it was an open meeting. There were other people there that had no idea what the Little House was. But those of us who knew, those of us who had been going to Russia on the team, we rushed up to Brother Halverson and we said, "What is this?" And we prayed and we ascertained that the Lord wanted us to go to the Little House. So we bought tickets. We went to Helsinki. As I remember, it was winter. Yes, it was. And we got there and we found out that the son of the woman in the house, the son and his wife, I told you he was a barber, was very ill. He had been sick for 4 months. He was lying like lifeless on a couch bed. We went there to his house. We surrounded him, made a circle around him. There were 11 of us, people from America, people from Finland. We made the circle around him and God raised him up. He got dancing around the room. We were so happy, we started singing in the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, I heard over my shoulder coming from, the stoves in old houses in Finland are made of tile and they go all the way up from the floor to the roof. And I heard a voice. It was so clear. It was so beautiful. There was nothing wrong with the intonation. It was like a bell-like tone. And I heard this voice singing. I stopped singing in the spirit. The pastor across from me in the circle looked at me and mouthed without making a sound, "I hear it too." He stopped singing. Then one by one, all the people around the circle stopped singing. The voice continued. No human was singing. All of us in that room heard it, and the voice came. It was so beautiful, so wondrous. We didn't want it to stop, but it faded away, almost as if it were going down a well. I could hear that for a long time afterwards. I could hear that voice. I still, if I put my mind to it, could hit the tone, the pitch. Now we're going to fast forward to March 18, Wednesday. We're at the Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri, pastored by Larry and Loretta Ollison. And we've asked the people, we had the morning session where we taught, and we've asked them to stay with us for the noontime prayer. We prayed, we had such a prayer. Here at Prayer Mountain, they were watching it on the big screen, and they said they all just fell to the floor prostrate under the power of God. What power it was in that prayer meeting. We prayed, the Spirit moved upon us, and then we began to sing. And we sang all in unity there in Osage Beach. And I'm reasonably sure the 9,800 hits we had, the people were singing in unity there. And after what happened, a woman came up to me and said this. She was there at Osage Beach. She was praying, and then she entered into the singing as we sang. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. And she heard a voice. When she told me, I knew it was like the voice we'd heard in Finland. She heard a singing voice. And it was so clear and so bell-like and so wondrous. And we were all singing in the Spirit. And she joined her song in the Spirit to the pitch that voice from the other realm, the unseen realm, was singing on. Then she said, everybody in the room, in the church, they put their voice to that pitch. Now, they didn't hear the pitch with their natural ears, but their spiritual ears must have heard it because she said every one of them hit it at the same time. Then she said the voice stopped suddenly. So she stopped singing And then she said, everyone in the room stopped singing. If you go back and you watch the archive of March 18 at Osage Beach, you can see how it happened on our online, billybrim.org. And so the voice stopped. She stopped singing. And then we all stopped. It was silent. And then there came a word of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to read you that word of the Lord right now. It will come. You will see. You are the generation that will see the great manifestation of me. Continue in unity. Continue to cry. The coming of the Lord is very nigh. And ere he comes to take you away, you will see an awakening in your very own day. You are now where you should be now, but there is a further work to be done in you. Do not shirk to obey the Spirit's leading. Do not shirk to obey. Keep proceeding. Pray every day. Pray without ceasing. Pray as you walk about. Pray as you sing and shout. I will touch your prayers, and you will be more conscious of their doing good than you have been before. You will be more conscious, even in your mind, that the prayers are finding my ear in another realm, and you will begin to walk there with me individually. You will begin to talk there with me individually. Great change is coming to my body. It has to do with my presence in my body. The glory of the Lord that is within you shall increase degree by degree, but it is increasing in relative response to me. I am your source, and you rely on me. I could not allow you to think that a leader on earth was the answer. I could not allow you to think that man can give what none can give but me. For the hour is late. Even on the horizon, my kingdom comes. Even on the horizon, you move into the next day. And ere you do, I call my saints away. You must give attention only to me and mention my name oft that you might see the glory that is inherent there. Mention my name oft in prayer, oft as you meet together to pray. And you will meet more and more. You will in your places of gathering when you walk in the door sense such a degree of the presence of God that you'll want to come off to the place. But you shall also sense my presence when you are before my face alone at the throne. Great, great change has begun and will increase until faith turns to sight and you see the sun. That's the word that came. We have it posted online at billybrim.org. You may write us or telephone us at 1-800-972-3447 and we'll put a copy of it in the mail for you. I will be in Collinsville, Oklahoma, an Awakening America rally, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Call us about that. It's at a glorious church fellowship. Also, I'm excited about our eschatology course we're having right out here at Prayer Mountain, April 14 through 17. I'll be teaching every morning, every afternoon on the book of Daniel in the light of the book of Revelation and Jeremiah and current events. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.